AFL Footy Report.
The footy's over radio.
Triple M rocks football.
We certainly do, with thanks to McDonald's. Very good morning to you, Don Harley. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt Mann. Very excited. Of course, we have a full complement of AFL matches returning to the schedule this weekend. Two weekends off it by way of compromise split round. So looking forward to having all the games being played and putting the feet up on the couch, Matt Mann.
You and me both, mate. You and me both. And round number 15 kicks off tonight. Brisbane and Geelong. What are you tipping?
Yeah, big game this one. Of course, we remember what happened last time these two teams met, a controversial non-decision to award Zach Bailey a free kick for holding the ball in the goal square, which would have won Brisbane the game. That being said, of course, it's up in Brisbane. Link McCarthy, Charlie Cameron and Zayden Zorko have been in great form, so I'm tipping the Lions in a close one. 8 points the difference.
Friday night football, Richmond take on St Kilda.
Not happy going for the Saints against the Tigers in recent times. They've lost 14 of their last 15 against the reigning premiers. Captain Courageous Jack Steele and Brad Crouch will be important against a midfield that features Martin, Cochin and Bolton. Tigers will be too classy in this one, 26 points the difference.
Alrighty, back to four games on Saturday. Collingwood take on Fremantle.
Looking forward to seeing how Collingwood go under interim coach Robert Harvey. Of course, Nathan Buckley ousted over the split round bye. Collingwood have won 9 of their last 11 at Marvel Stadium, and we know that Fremantle don't tend to travel all that well to Melbourne. Keep an eye out for Steel Sidebottom. He's building some nice form, and I've got Collingwood to win this, 22 points the difference.
North Melbourne take on Gold Coast.
Two of 2021's cellar dwellers. Not much going right for either of these two sides. Interestingly, the home team has won 6 of their last 7 in clashes between North and the Gold Coast, so only because North are at home, I've got them getting up in an ugly one this one, 16 points for men.
Alrighty, Port Adelaide and Sydney.
Yeah, over in Adelaide, Port have had the wood over Sydney in recent times. They've won their last 4 games against the Swans. Lance Franklin likes playing against the Power, though. He's kicked 3 or more goals in the last 8 games against the Power, but I think Port will be too good at home, 17 points the difference.
Essendon take on Melbourne.
Yeah, the D's will be pleased to get back to Victoria to play at the MCG. Of course, they've won their last 8 games in Victoria. They come up against the Bombers and Jake Stringer, who had a massive game and a big win over the Hawks in Tasmania last weekend. The D's will be too good in this one. Expected to be a tight tussle. D's by 10.
Alrighty, 3 games on Sunday. GWS Giants and Hawthorn.
Hard one, this one. This is a Giants home game, but it's scheduled at the MCG. 1 o'clock in the afternoon is the starting time. Did you know, Matt Mann, the Hawks have lost 9 of their last 10 matches that have been scheduled during the day.
Mm.
That's good enough for me. The Giants by 23 in this one.
West Coast take on the Bulldogs.
Well, we know West Coast are a powerhouse at Optus Stadium. They've won 14 of their last 16 games over there, including a thriller last time out against the reigning premiers. How's this for returning players? They've got Shuey McGovern, Kelly and Shepherd back in, so that's good enough for me, Matt Mann. West Coast to win this, 12 points the difference.
All right, and finally, Carlton take on Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right, Matt Mann. The last game of the round, Nathan Buckley is gone, so David Teague, the Carlton coach, faces the lone blowtorch in the coaching pressure ranks. We all know how disappointing Carlton have been this season. This game is scheduled for Melbourne, making the Crows travel, so I'm going to tip the Blues, but with limited confidence in that one. If they do get up, Matt Mann, expect it to be single digits, 6 points the margin.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Always great to catch up with you, Donnie. Thank you so much this morning. Don Harley, of course, for the AFL Report. Triple M rocks football with thanks to McDonald's. And, of course, the best call is right here at Triple M. Make sure you tune in at 7 o'clock tonight for the Triple M call team up the mighty West Coast, is Triple M.